All right. Good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, I think we take for granted sometimes our praise and worship, because I've talked to a lot of people and they say lots, and I'm not being disrespectful or offensive in any way. I'm just stating facts. A lot of churches are pulling away from the Southern gospel and the praise and worship, and it's more of, well, it's a good beat and easy to dance to, mostly, as a lot of it, you know. Yeah, I'm a little bit country myself. I kind of like the country gospel. So, but I'm open minded. You know, I'm open minded. And two, you know, there's a knob on the radio. You can turn it down if it gets to blaring too much. In fact, we usually come in the van, but Kevin stayed at home tonight, so I got in the car and cranked the thing up and backed it out. And I said, "Lord have mercy, somebody likes this music loud." And my wife didn't say a word. She just looked at me. But she let me turn it down. So I'm glad that thing has controls on it. She doesn't, but the radio does. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles, go with us tonight before I get in trouble. To St. Luke, chapter number 5. She's in a nursery, I hope. I love you, baby. Amen. Jesus forgives. I hope you do too. Chapter 5 of the book of St. Luke, verses 1 through 6. When you get there, say, "Praise the Lord." And by the way, thank you all for coming tonight. I certainly appreciate it. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets, about to give up. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and he prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, "Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught." And Simon answering said unto him, "Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless," everybody say that word with me, "nevertheless, at thy will," or "at thy word, I will let down the net." And when they had done this, or this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break, or was about to break. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, God, for your many blessings. We're thankful for your Holy Spirit that we feel tonight, and for those who have gathered here tonight. Lord, I just pray, God, that you would feed us that heavenly manna tonight. God, we do remember those who are suffering, those who are sick. Lord, even the praise reports, we're so thankful tonight, God, that you're still in the healing business. And we give you praise and honor for that. And Father, I just ask you now to anoint these lips of clay, God, in this vessel, God, to just be an oracle that you would speak to our hearts tonight, that we would be submissive and understand your will and your word and what your word tells us here, Lord, about our need to never to give up, to constantly seek you and to seek your guidance. And Father, we'll give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory, for we ask it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. If I had a message title, which really is more or less than just a kind of a rehearsal, I guess, or just a memory of this particular passage of Scripture, but the words that really kind of stood out to me was "toiled all night and taken nothing." I don't know if you've ever been to that situation. You know, we talk so very much about prayer and prayer life. But can I tell you, and I just want to give you an open and honest confession tonight. Some of my prayers don't seem to be as serious or as anointed or dedicated as maybe others. And I know we've talked about this, but this particular week, I've really been reminded of how fortunate and how blessed we are to be able to talk to God. And in all of his deity and all of his majesty and all of his busyness. And I thought tonight as I heard the testimonies and the praise reports And I thought to myself, my God's been so busy this week. He's just been hearing and answering prayers. And this from this little group, we heard all those praise reports. And just imagine all the prayers that have gone up just in this week from the whole world, and the many, many prayers that God has heard, and the times that he has touched and anointed and blessed and healed. And it's just been a busy, busy God. But yet, he's not too busy that he can't stop and listen to us and our prayer. And sometimes our prayer seems to linger on and on as we make our petitions known to God. And some, you know, and I was reminded of that this week. And in fact, as I began a prayer, sometimes, as you know, you go through this routine, you know, you want to get them all in there that you want the Lord to bless and the Lord to touch and to move in certain situations. And you're almost, and I'm going to say me, I'm not going to say our every prayer life is like that, but God kind of checked me on this. And it's almost like a laundry list, if you would, of things that you're checking off as you pray. And I was praying, and I thought, you know, I felt I was sincere, and I felt that I was, you know, reverenced in my prayer. And I'm not being, I wasn't preoccupied with something else. I was really, thinking on my prayer, but it seemed to me more like, it was routine. It was, you know, some of the same things that I've been asking for. And like I said, just kind of a check off list. And I wanted to make sure that I got every name right and every situation and the phone calls that I'd heard and the personal prayers that I wanted to answer from my family and different situations like that. And when I got through with that prayer, then I began to pray, Lord, if you could see fit to do this in a certain way, and sort of gave him instruction. I don't know if I've ever done that, kind of how to do it and to work it out. And this is like what I would really like for you to do. And as I was getting on the downside of my prayer, Brother Jim, as I was kind of bringing it home and getting it to a close, it was like the Lord spoke to me and said, you know, not in your prayer tonight have I heard you mention my will. And that sort of, you know, kind of put me in reverse a little bit. I slammed on my spiritual brakes and I began to ask the Lord to forgive me. And I didn't want to go through like a routine prayer. And I'm not saying every prayer that has been that. There's times that we all have, you know, when we really, really want to get in touch with God, we can pray. Saved folks know how to pray. They really know, because they'll clear their conscience, their mind of everything, and they will really begin to petition and ask God and believe God for a move and a miracle, and God does that. But I'll be honest with you, there's times when it seems like it's more of a duty, and it's more of a routine, and it's more of a time just to maybe feel an obligation, and I don't want to do that. I want to, you know, even if I don't even ask God for anything, I want my prayer to be sincere. I want it to be from my heart, and I really want it to be God's way rather than my way, because he let me know that I could pray all night long and really not accomplish anything. And I said, Lord, I don't want my prayers to be like that. I don't want my prayers to be a time of just saying, well, I prayed last night, or I prayed, you know, different situations, and I tried to call all these names and things like that. And nothing against that. It's just that it somehow the Lord checked me and said, you know what? If you'll just pray my will in these situations, I know how to handle it. And God knows what he's doing. And I want to pray that way. I want to pray, Lord, you know, here's the situation, you know, and I'm just going to believe you for it. And I'm going to put it in your hands. And I'm going to ask you to touch. And I'm just going to go ahead and praise you and thank you. And I want to spend most of my prayer, especially on the tail end, just glorifying him and praising him and thanking him ahead of the time for the Lord to do that. And then I thought about two different situations. First of all, the situation came to mind, and I know you hear me talk about it quite a bit, but it's so impressive that when Jesus Christ prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, in fact, I was sharing that with a person today, and Jesus prayed the prayer. First of all, he prayed, you know, is there any way for this not to happen? You know, basically, that's what, if this cup, let this cup pass from me, if that's what he was praying, you know. Understanding his mission, understanding that he was to die on the cross of Calvary for the sins of humanity, and willing to do that, but understanding also it being in a body of flesh, the turmoil and the pain and the anguish that he was going to have to suffer. And he was just simply asking God. And I thought, how many times have we done that? God, can there be another way? Lord, can you just, you know, please not let this be so hurtful? Can you please just not let this be so involved? Can you just speak it and let it be done and just kind of pray that prayer? And then finally, you know, Jesus succumbs to the will of the Father, and he says, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And so many times, and that's basically what happened to me this week in that prayer. And I thought I would just share that with you, and particularly this verse here. You know, when Jesus, there was another time. In fact, if you remember, even after the death and the resurrection, the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, he came again to his disciples. Do you remember the time that he came and they were fishing? You know, that's just when Peter said, you know, after Jesus had arisen and there was a little bit of turmoil between the disciples, and some of them were going to and fro, and they were fearful that they might be crucified themselves. And Peter made the statement, I go fishing. And some of the other disciples said, I go with you. You know, so they were out fishing. They wasn't catching anything. And that's when Jesus stood on the shore and said, children, have you any meat? And he said, cast your net on the other side. And, you know, again, those were experienced fishermen. And I think about experienced prayer warriors, experienced people who've been praying for years and years and years, sometimes lose focus. Sometimes we're fishing on the wrong side of the boat. Sometimes we're working really, really hard to get the will of God and get the mind of God and get everything in. And then we get up from our prayer life and we think we've accomplished absolutely nothing. I don't know if you've ever got that way, but I have gotten up out of my prayer and just thought, man, this is the biggest mess I've ever made in my life. And I, you know, just feel like nothing absolutely was accomplished. Now, there's been other times. There's been other times when it just seems like the Spirit of God is so heavy and so real, and it just seems like he's right there with you, and it's just, he's sanctioning your prayers and your thoughts. And I thought about it. It's not that God's changed. He's not changed. It's our mindset sometimes. I think sometimes we're just more or less going through the, going through the motions maybe of not really praying a sincere prayer and really saying, Lord, here's the thing. You know, I want you to work it out according to how you want to do it. I want your will to be done. You don't need my instruction. You don't need my opinion. You don't need my guidelines. You don't need me telling you, well, Lord, you need to do it this way. Because, you know, God can just take my little plans and all. He can just rip them all up and just work it out. And then when he works it out, you know, you step back and say, man, I'm sure glad he didn't do it my way, because my way would have been a mess. So the Lord just checked me on that this week. And here's the one thing. When this particular account starts, it said, you know, the people were pressing on to hear the word, and he's standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he sees the ship standing by the lake. And I want you to notice that the really, really sad thing about this is the fishermen were gone out of them. The fishermen were gone out of them. The desire, you know, they had given up because they were fruitless. They had not been able to catch anything, and they were in there just kind of washing their nets. And I want us to take that kind of spiritually. There's times, you know, that we just get tired of fishing. We just get tired of ministering. We just get tired of witnessing. We just get tired of a lot of different things that is associated with being a Christian. You know, a lot of people say it's the easiest thing in the world. Well, I don't find it that easy. It's easy as long as we depend on the Lord. But there's a lot of times it's very difficult, amen, to walk a Christian life. It's very difficult to say, Lord, I release this into your hands. I'm going to call it done by faith. You know, faith is a wonderful thing, but faith is something that takes place when we can't even see the evidence of things happening. So I don't really agree with the statement it's the easiest life in the world, because sometimes it can be very difficult, because you have to walk the straight and narrow. You have to be careful. You have to be careful to love folks, even if people don't love you back. You have to be careful to forgive one another, even if they never forgive you or whatever. So it's a constant thing of checks and balances, if you will. Now, I'm not saying it's impossible, and I'm not saying it's a labor. It's a labor of love, if it's anything, but it's not that little bed of roses, I think, that a lot of people think it is. But it's doable, amen, because the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. But there's times that we've fished all night. There's times that we've actually, he said, toiled all night. worked hard, really, really put their mind and their heart into it, but they absolutely accomplished nothing. And I thought about our ministries, and I thought about our outreach, and I thought about the many, many times that people have been spreading the gospel and singing. You know, whatever it is that God has called you to do, whatever it is He's laid on your heart to do, whether it's a teacher or whatever capacity that it is to fit in the body of Christ, and you've toiled and you've toiled and you've toiled, and you don't really seem to see the fruits of it or the effects of it. And there's times you just kind of want to pull your nets back up, you know, and wrap those things back up in a spiritual sense and go back to the shore and begin to wash those nets. But the Lord told him, you know, the Lord tells him, he said, speaking to Simon, he says, you need to launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draw. In other words, you need to go back and do what you were just doing. And listen, what Simon said, you know, first of all, there is an excuse. I don't know if you've had the Lord to lay something on your heart, and your first response is, Lord, I've done that. Can I get a testimony? Lord, I've tried that. Lord, I've already gone to them. Lord, I've already asked them to forgive me. Lord, I've already done this. I've already reached out by faith, you know, and it didn't work. I've toiled all night. I've toiled for a number of nights. I've done this time and time again, but it hadn't worked. But then what he says, you know, so we've taken nothing. But then something comes over Simon Peter. Something comes over him, and I think it's kind of like when the Lord checked me the other night when I was praying, and I thought about, wait a minute, this is God I'm talking to. Nevertheless, you know, at thy word, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Nevertheless, at thy word, I'll do it one more time. Nevertheless, at thy word, Lord, if you want me to go back and repeat that, then I'll do it again. Lord, if you want me to do this again, Lord, if you want me to get down on my knees, if you want me to open the word of God, whatever it is, Lord, I'm going to do it one more time because I'm going to do it simply because you said so. And then when you do it in that frame of mind with an expectation, God comes on the scene because immediately they were able to catch a multitude, the Bible says, of fishes after toiling all night and catching nothing. Now, just the word of God, same lake, same probably central location. They let down their nets again, and now their nets are about to break because of the multitude of fishes that are coming in. You know what that is? That's that time when you get in spiritual contact with God, and your spiritual net, man, is just bringing blessings in like you can't even realize, where you've been toiling all night long with just words or phrases when you really, for lack of a better term, your heart wasn't really in your prayer, or your faith wasn't really extended to God. It was more of a routine prayer, or more of a traditional prayer, rather than, Lord, nevertheless, what your will is. That's what I want for you to do in my life. Lord, if you know, I had it all mapped out, and I had exactly what I needed you to do for me to make the situation right. But Lord, if that's not right, then I don't want you to do it that way. I'm going to turn it over to you, and I'm going to ask you, Lord, to do it. And it was amazing. When I did that, I felt such relief. I felt like the Lord was saying, now we can get somewhere. All I need is your faith. I don't need your input. I don't need your direction. I don't need your opinion. I don't need you telling me how you need to fix. All I need you to do is just say, Lord, I believe you're going to work it out and release it into my hands. And it's amazing what God can do. Amen. Just let down your nets again, even in the same place where you prayed all night, where you've sought God all night, where you've laid awake all night worrying over situation. Now, amazingly enough, you go back to God and you just put your net down and the blessings begin to flow. Same God, same ability. It's our mindset that needs to be changed sometimes when we're praying. Toiled all night. Now, I wrote down a few things that something, you know, that maybe we could have said in the place of Simon Peter. First thing we said, we've done everything we know to do. Everything we know to do. Did I tell y'all about the little exercise? I think I may have. I shared it with somebody. It bears repeating again. I didn't take a lot of great things away from Flowers, but some of the things that I did take away was some of their little, I don't know what they call them, little mini-series of motivational things and all. But this one speaker came in and got the whole class. I mean, they was talking, you know, blah, 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 you know, everybody buzzing, and you know, how they really excited. I mean, those people must be loaded with Mountain Dew and Monster drinks or something, because I don't know how anybody can get that excited that early in the morning. But anyway, that was, you know, motivating us, and they told us all to stand up and go over to the wall, and, you know, half the people went over there and half the people went over there, and they said, you know, everybody reach as high as you possibly can on that wall, and put a piece of tape there, you know, where you can touch it, you know, reach, stretch, tiptoe, whatever you can do, and reach up and touch a place, and then they put a little piece of tape there. So then he went back and said, okay, go back to your seats. He went back to seats, and about 15 or 20 minutes later, after his motivational speech, he said, all right, I want you to go back to that same wall, and I want you to see if you can get seed that mark. Do you know 100% of the class went higher than they already said? That's as high as I can go. It was amazing. They was, you know, and we tiptoed and we stretched, and I, you know, I was thinking, there is no way without jumping that I can reach any higher. But I did. And not only I, but each and every person in that room actually exceeded that mark. What does that tell you? When we've done all that we think we can do, we may not have done all we think we can do. We may actually can exceed our prayer life. We may actually can exceed in our faith. We may actually even have set the bar too low. Hello? Our goals, you know, a goal needs to be something that is not easily attained, but it is possible to attain. And we think about that in our prayer life and all. But that was amazing, and I thought it fit here. But, you know, that's one of the excuses that Peter could have said. Lord, you know, we've done everything we know to do. You know, I think I've told God that before when I wrote down. You know, Lord, there's just nothing else I can do. This thing just can't be fixed. Have you ever, you know, maybe it's just me. And then God says, wait a minute. Throw your net back out. Throw your net back out. Let me be God. Step aside, son. Let me show you how to do it. You know. Another thing we might say, nothing seems to work. Nothing. How negative is that? Nothing seems to work. You know, when we say that, I will assure you that we haven't tried everything. We just give up. We done pulled our nets in. We done washing our nets. Them fish ain't biting. Them fish ain't biting. How many fishermen we got in here? Have you ever been sitting on a bank fishing like crazy, not catching nothing? Man, they ain't biting. All of a sudden, somebody comes and he ain't 20 feet from you, starts pulling fish in. You know, that's a little frustrating, ain't it? And what did we say? Them fish ain't biting today. Well, they're biting for him. You know, maybe that's our prayer life. Sometimes. Lord, you just ain't listening today. But this sister over here, she's getting blessed. I mean, she's pulling in blessings, you know, because she's got in touch with God. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Nothing seemed to work, or nothing seems to work. Yeah, I'm sure something will work if we'll just kind of try it. Another excuse we might have said, well, we've tried over and over. We've tried over and over. Same prayer. Same prayer. What is the... We've done the same thing for years and years and years, and it still don't work. Is that God's fault? No. We've tried over and over and over, and it just, you know, nothing's working out, you know. What is it? Change it. Absolutely. We can change our routine. We can change our prayer life. Many, many times, like I said, I don't think it's so much the words that we're praying. I think it's the mindset. I think sometimes we say that we're really focused on the prayer, and maybe we're not. Maybe we're not. Maybe we're just wanting to get that done, like a laundry list. Check that off. Get that done. Pray about this. We think if we've done this and that, we've done our duty, rather than just really, really getting down and earnestly and sincerely, you know, praying the will of the Lord to be done. We've tried over and over the same prayer, same situation, same thing. You know, nothing seems to work. And we grew tired and gave up, so we finally drew up our nets. Well, we're not going to catch any fish. And we convinced ourselves that we're not going to catch any fish. We convinced ourselves that God's not going to answer. Well, God just must not want that in my life, you know. Or God's just punishing me for something, you know, and I, he just, you know, he don't want me to be happy. That's not the case. God don't want me to be successful. That's not the case. Amen. God just wants His will in your life, you know. And really, when we say, you know what, Lord, it's not so much about me. It's about me pleasing You. What do You want for me to do? And that's what, before that prayer was over, that's the way I was. And Lord, you know, just, Daddy used to say that, erase that. If he would say something, you know, and you said, Daddy, I'm not sure about it. He said, well, just erase that, you know. And that's about what I felt like telling the Lord about my prayer up to that point. Just erase that. You know, and let me just kind of restart right over. Lord, what is it You want in my life? What do You want me to do? What direction do You want me to take? You know, and then when I started praying like that, you know, it just seemed like, oh, God said, okay, now we can get somewhere, you know. Those are not the words. It's just kind of, that's what I felt like. And, you know, so many times I think that we've given up, toiled all night and taken nothing, toiled all night, just don't fail. I've even heard people say, you know, I prayed, Brother Ed, and I felt like my prayers wasn't even getting as far as the ceiling. You know, even if they don't get as far as the ceiling, God can still hear. You know, it's not how loud we pray. It's not how long we pray. But I do believe it's how sincere that we pray. When we pray from our heart, you know, I don't know if you've ever said a prayer and not even spoken a word, because God can know your heart. It's not like we have to verbally pray. I mean, it's good to do that, but it's not like we have to pronounce everything and say everything exactly right. God knows our heart. He knows our thoughts even before we think them. And when we really sincerely pray, God, Your will, you know, I don't know how to handle this. I don't know what to do. I'm just going to give it to You, Lord, and I'm going to call it done by faith. And I'm going to go on about my business. And, you know, next thing you know, then you're reeling in those blessings. You're reeling in those fish. So nevertheless is the word that really sticks out into my mind. In fact, when I was praying, that's what I ended my prayer with. I said, well, nevertheless, Lord, not my will, but Thine be done. You know, you just take care of it and you handle it. And Sister Linda, He did. He did. You know, He didn't need all my input. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So sometimes we might have to repent because we haven't done what He wanted us to do already.
Sure.
And then that one, and you know what? I'm able to go back and go to sleep. So see, that sometimes He's waiting on us to come before Him and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm not in the mind that You want me to be in.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Then it opens up your mind automatically because you submitted yourself.
Exactly right. Nothing wrong with telling God, I'm sorry. You know, I was praying and I don't think You had my full attention, you know. And you know, so many times, I know we've talked about this before. Prayer is not just talking to God. Prayer is just as much listening to God as it is talking to God. And I think sometimes we don't understand that because we've had a bad day and we want the Lord to know about it. And we, you know, we've had situations that just, you know, just kind of getting us down. And we want the Lord to fix it. And the Lord's trying to quieten us down and let us know, you know, there's a reason there's a scripture and there says, be still.
Yes.
Be still and know that I am God. And I think sometimes that needs to be applicable to our prayer life. Just kind of be still and listen and let that communication be a time that God speaks to us. And with all the situation, with all the problems, we can just learn to say, nevertheless. I know You know about all my situations. I know You know about all my problems, my issues, the decisions I need to make. Lord, nevertheless, just, you know, not my will be done in them. Your will be done in them. And just release it unto God. And I will assure you, I believe that spiritual net will start filling up. And you'll feel a lot better about your prayer life. I know it did with me and this particular week. And I just wanted to share that with you folks tonight. Open it up in a forum if you have something or testimony or something you'd like to share or comment tonight, this is your opportunity. I think I'll raise my hand. I know that I need to pray more. And I'm not so much talking about my quantity of prayer as I am my quality of prayer. I want it to be, you know, I hate to say this, but sometimes you're almost, Lord, I need to hurry up and get this prayer in so I can go to bed. you know, and I guess we're all, I mean, I'm not going to say that we're all guilty of that. I am sometimes, you know, and I don't want to go to sleep and I don't want to go to bed without praying to the Lord, but sometimes I want to hurry up and get that thing said, and that's kind of the way that I was praying, and the Lord just checked me and said, you know, wait a minute. That's kind of, you know, make this a meditation prayer, you know, make this a time not just to get a laundry list done or something like that. Just let's talk about this thing. So I want to be more in tune to God's will and more attentive to His voice when I pray and listen to Him, because I think God will assure us that, you know, what seems to be such a big issue and a problem in our life, hey, nothing is impossible with God. Even the things that are impossible with man are made possible by God. So that was just what I had that experience this week. And I think I've grown from it. I really do. And I want to continue to put my faith and trust in a never-failing God. Amen. Amen. All hearts and minds clear? Anybody? Yeah, that's basically what he let me know. Basically let me know. I don't know what I know. I don't know what I need. I need to let him, you know, dictate to me what I need. And, you know, sometimes prayers are sacrificial. Sometimes we have to sacrifice in order to pray. Now, it wouldn't be hard for me to excuse myself and go pray when Penny Soap Opera's on, but if the Georgia Bulldogs are playing, it'd be a little bit more difficult, you know. But, you know, if I really want to be sincere, you know, if God wants me to pray at that particular time, I need to excuse myself and go pray, you know, because I think we all get into that thing of convenience. This is when I do it. But, you know, I'm speaking more on my behalf than you. Anybody else? Let's stand. Do you have a need tonight? Certainly don't want to close the service without having a prayer.
Sister Jean texted just a little bit ago and said, "I'm praying for Brother Jose that he wasn't here tonight."
Okay. Thank you for sharing. Yeah, Brother Jose's been having some chest pains. Last week he had some severe chest pains and had to go to the ER. So let's remember them. Anybody else? Brother Jim, come if you would. Dismiss us with a word of prayer. God bless you. Thank you for coming out tonight.
Let's all just give the Lord a hand clap. Praise. Amen. Just love the Lord. I know that we, you know, may we all be in His will in all that we do. Praise the Lord. All hearts and minds clear. So great to see each and every one of you tonight. I know Brother Eddie's already said it, but to echo his sentiment, so it's special to know that when we come with expectation, we're going to see each other. But most of all, we're going to be in the house of the Lord and be able to just feel His holy presence. Even though He's with us at the house before we leave or on I-20 and all the situations, may we be in His will. Praise God. All right, if all hearts and minds are clear, don't forget to keep the Overcomers Outreach in your prayer. That is a powerful ministry. There's so many of them that we're blessed with. The Lord is diversifying and changed so much in our church and allowed so many wonderful people to take charge and to help and assist each and every, in all the work that's going on here in the church. We thank you for the extra cleaning, for all the prep and all the getting ready for change. And just ask the Lord to continue to bless and anoint. All righty. With this prayer, we're going to, it's Miss Lori, I'm sorry. Yes, go ahead and tell everybody that wasn't here. They might not have been here Monday morning.
Brother Adam generously is donating up to $1,000. He's going to match dollar for dollar everybody's donation to Elevate. So if you donate $25, then he's going to match that $25 up to $1,000. And I saw a post where they're starting a college age group.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know about that.
What was the deadline on the match?
Month of February. All right, praise the Lord. Praise God. He is at work all the time, isn't He? Amen. All righty, with this prayer, we're going to be dismissed. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, thank you again, dear Lord, for allowing us to attend your service tonight, to be in your presence. Lord, for allowing us to feast on your mighty word. Lord, I thank you for each and every family that's represented here, for each and every individual that's made the decision to come to church tonight. Lord, I ask you to bless them. Keep us each and all safe as we prepare to depart and go to our homes. Lord, bring us back at our appointed time. But, dear Lord, for all these special prayers and all these ministries and all that's going forth, we thank you for each and every one. And, Lord, may you bring us hungry souls, dear Lord. May we be that vessel that the revival starts through. May we be that vessel that's willing to do your will. And, Lord, whether it be in prayer or in action, and, Lord, we ask you just continue to bless and to honor. We just want to honor you. In Jesus' most precious name, and we all say, amen, amen. Praise the Lord.